Welcome to Live the Grasp. I am Brian Naylor, and joining me on the other line is Mike Rifo. On today's podcast, we're going to be previewing the Week 8 NFL slate. What is up, dude?
We're back, baby. Gosh, yeah, it's been a brutal couple weeks, and honestly, it's probably a good thing that we just didn't record anything. These past 2 weeks have been pretty brutal for me on my best bet, so hopefully this weekend is a little bit better.
Well, we did record last week, for whatever it's worth. The audio just got screwed, and we didn't have the time to be able to re-record.
And de facto, it was a bad week. So,
yeah, it was a bad week for both of us. You got anything going on?
No, man. You were talking to me earlier before we got on about some sweatshirt free thing that you've been doing.
I'm basically a walking billboard for Barstool Sports. They have a bunch of these bets where, you know, they'll tell you, hey, if you bet $50 on a money line for this game, win or lose, you get a sweatshirt. And I'm like, well, fuck, sweatshirt costs like $20-25 anyways. I got to lean. So I think I'm up to 7 sweatshirts now.
Do you have them already, or are you waiting for them to?
There's a little bit of a lag. So I have one of them. Another one is arriving tomorrow.
I feel like these guys are just wiping their asses on this and then sending it to you. That works.
So what I don't understand is, like, when they first started doing it, it was all like win or lose, you get this sweatshirt, which makes sense. They're going to have a fucking warehouse full of these sweatshirts. But now I've seen a couple that are like for specific games, and you have to win the bet, but they're telling you the side to bet. Like, it's going on right now. The bet was today. You had to bet $100 on Zona to win at the spread. And then if you did, you got some Arizona sweatshirt thing
So wait a minute. They're telling you have to play.
They're not all the same. So a bunch of them have been
for this instance, you have to put $100 on Zona to cover the spread, and you get a free sweatshirt.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is,
I liked
Zona though. So like I had bet them elsewhere for other bets anyways.
We're gonna lose all of our listenerships because
swag.
You were saying you
swag.
Anyways.
It's like I just remember the Michael Scott thing, like when he goes
when he's like hitting the I know what you're talking about. Like hitting
stuff we all get.
Well, swag. Then he's like playing with like a guy in a BlackBerry outfit or some shit like that.
At their paper convention.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, well, let's get into the slate. So one of my picks is kind of turned on its head. Yeah, a couple hours ago, I guess Dak Prescott was talking to the press and said that he's holding off on whether or not he's going to play until Saturday, and he also needs to have concurrence with the medical staff for the Cowboys. I originally had a little write-up on the Cowboys. I was going to take them at -2, but now the line is +2.5 because of his uncertainty, but I would default to a different pick entirely if he ends up not playing. So I'll either add something onto the podcast or just put it on social media, but I'm only going to be doing 2 picks on the mic tonight.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I would have leaned at Dallas too, but you can't pick Dallas if Dak's not playing, I don't think.
I don't think you can either.
So I would maybe at this point you just take Minnesota just to hedge it at this point, just so you can get your money back, because I gotta admit that's a loser.
Yeah.
if you've already made that bet. So but anyways, I'll go to my first pick then. It's gonna be the Eagles at Lions. I'm taking the under at 48.5. I saw that line in DraftKings. Just think that the Eagles defense is better than what their record shows. They against the top teams they played, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Kansas City, and Vegas, all teams in the top 10 in scoring this year, Eagles defense has allowed 36 points per game. Now, against the teams Atlanta, San Francisco, and Carolina, all in the bottom half, and two of those teams in the bottom 10 of scoring for the season, they've only allowed 13 points per game in those contests. So I And the Lions rank 26th in scoring this season. So I think the defense on the Eagles will actually show up. I also think that the under plays into this. The Eagles, for some odd reason, are just cannot stop getting penalties thrown on them. They rank number one in penalties on the season, and they actually have the most penalties on the road as well. And this game is at the Lions. And you just saw Detroit come off a pretty brutal loss, even though they pulled out all the stops. You know, last week it seems like it was their Super Bowl against the LA Rams. They had a fake punt, an onside kick, and they still lost by 9 to the Rams.
Well, didn't they have a fake? I think they had two fake punts, or another one was a fake field goal, but they had three gadget plays.
They could have. Maybe I'm missing one then. So it just seemed like, you know, they were pulling out all these stunts. I thought it was weird to do that in that game. I guess I get it because the quarterback, not controversy, but swap, if you will. But again, I think Detroit just doesn't have the offensive power to score. The Lions have only scored over 20 points once this season. That was back in week one against San Francisco, where I think they only had 17 going into the fourth, and they had the 16 points in the fourth quarter. I think it was a best bet of one of ours, because I remember talking about that game. I think San Francisco ended up covering in that game, but yeah, I just don't see Detroit getting up for this game. I think they're going to be less than 20. I don't see the Eagles getting anything above 30. So I think you're a good go on that.
I'll start with my first one. I'm going with the Colts Titans under 51. But first of all, these are both two very slow teams. The Football Outsiders tracks a situation neutral pace, which is basically, you know, if the game score time is not dictating how you play, how fast you really play. The Colts are dead last in the league, and Tennessee is number 23. So you're talking about two of the top nine slowest teams in the NFL. You also have the Colts are number one against the run in DVOA for defense. And that's you know, Derrick Henry's a MVP front runner at this point. So I think the Colts are going to be able to slow them down a little bit, but they're going to be rushing plenty themselves because they've been rushing a lot lately. The first three games of the year, they were averaging 103 yards per game. Lately, last four games, they've averaged 148 yards per game. You have a divisional matchup, and they've already played this year. So you have the second game of a divisional matchup against two slow-paced teams that are run-heavy. Yeah, so I like the under 51 here.
Second pick, Tampa Bay, -4.5. I got that line at DraftKings as well at New Orleans. Just believe the New Orleans defense is a little overrated. You look at some of the quarterbacks they've faced, and they're just not the greatest. You got Sam Darnold, Mac Jones, Daniel Jones, Taylor Heineke, whatever his name is, and then Geno Smith last week. Lattimore has been pretty amazing against the number one wide receivers this year, but I just think that the Bucs arguably have two number ones in Evans and Godwin. I get that they lose Brown, but they will be getting Gronk back this week, it looks like. So, and then also the Saints are coming off a short week from Seattle when they played in Monday night. So that's one less day to actually prepare for arguably one of the best defenses in the NFL this year. And then New Orleans offense, I just don't see them keeping up with Tampa Bay. I don't see Kamara getting really going on the ground against this number one Tampa Bay run defense. And you saw it in their Monday night, their wide receivers were horrible, drop passes everywhere. And I get that Jameis Winston's been playing well, but he just hasn't gone up against great defenses. And I think the last four games, he's gone against bottom half passing defenses that are ranked this year. So I like Tampa Bay, the 4.5. I actually think that number could start trickling down. So I guess I'm going against the grain on this one, but
nice.
Maybe we'll get it on. Maybe we'll get it -4 and do that. So we'll see.
All right, we'll jump in on those same tail. Was it? Edit this out. coattails. Well, jumping on your coattails. I was like, tailcoats. That's not right. jumping on your coattails.
Eiffel Stifle.
Yeah. Stifle, I got a great Eiffel nickname for Gobert. The Eiffel Stifle. It's like, no, Eric, I think they meant the Stifle Tower. He's like, that's way better. And he's been known as the Eiffel Stifle ever since. So I'm going under 50.5 for Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Both of them are top five rush defenses. This is a lot of the same arguments I was just talking about for Tennessee and the Colts. The New Orleans offense is getting more conservative week by week with Jameis. Every game that they've played this year should have gone under. The only one that didn't go under was when they played an OT game for the Giants that went barely over. Neither team's going to be able to run the ball against the other one. So I think New Orleans offense is going to be entirely underneath passes to Kamara. So you're really just talking about, like, do you think Tampa Bay is going to go out there and get, you know, 32, 35 points or more? And against New Orleans defense, I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. Like, I think they'll win the game handily. So I agree with your line. I just don't think they're going to be able to run the score up on them. So I'm taking the under at 50.5.
I think it's one of the rare times that we actually disagree on that. I actually do like the over on that one, but so I won't use your pick on that one this year, this week, just to let you know. We'll see who gets the better odds on that one. So
we do have to look up this Garoppolo thing.
There's no Garoppolo thing. I don't even think we talked about it over the air.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to listen to our divisional preseason.
Well, good. We'll have some good ratings for, you know, week one. Happened 2 months ago. No, but yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole Garoppolo thing. It was, it's not boding well. But I don't think, I think something had to do with it being an injury related.
Yeah.
But
no, you're right.
Did he get injured? He did get injured.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyway,
his play hurts my eyes. Does that count?
take my eyes, but not the shit. Anyways. third pick is New York Giants at KC. I'm sticking with it. KC -9 at I got that line at DraftKings as well.
Dude, you are crazy. This is the KC.
Dude, you can't. Okay, no matter what side you're on, last week on the Tennessee KC game, zero chance anyone was like, oh, you know what, I think Casey's gonna score 3 points.
Oh, 100%. It's just
absolutely, and I'm not gonna go into a deep dive because I talk about Casey all the time, but this week again they play a team in the Giants who blow, and you look at some of these matchups Casey has actually had to play against, they made horrible mistakes. But you're right, last week was just such a train wreck. I mean, Mahomes. Yeah, I hope Mahomes. I mean, everything pointing that he is going to play. I think he passed concussion protocols, and so he's good on that. So yeah, last week it's not going to deter me on that. Staying on KC, they're playing again a non-elite team in the Giants, and they're at home on a Monday night under the lights primetime game. 9 just seems way too low. So we'll see.
All right, you got anything else?
No. I think we're good. Hopefully we can get some wins this week.
So we're going to introduce a new segment where I just say one sentence life advice. And I don't really give any more context to it. It's just,
and then we're just going to cut off. Okay.
I mean, you could say whatever you want to. I'm just not.
No, I'm going to say something under my breath that this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, but no, I'm cool. Let's hear what you got.
Yeah, if you don't have a 2% cash back credit card as your baseline credit card, you're probably doing something wrong.
That's okay. Okay. No, never mind. No, it's good. It's good advice. That's absolutely true.
I can't wait for the one next week. I already know what it is. It's going to appeal to like nobody, but people are going to hear that and be like, wait, is that true?
Okay.
Because if I'm a parent, I'd be pissed.
Okay. I can't wait to tune in. Actually, you know what? That might be something to tune into next week, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll see.
One sentence life advice. Yeah. Hashtag.
Are we going to add that to our hashtags?
Yeah, I'm going to put it somewhere.
I like it.
Anyways, all right. Well, that's all we got for this week. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. And we'll be back next week with more picks. Catch us on social media.
Have a good one.